Today's daf is daf kuftes. So yesterday we discussed the source that the father is Yorish es banav, and it was based on the word she'ero. He said she'ero is a reference to the father, to the av. And we already addressed yesterday that the psukim are out of order. But we said either way the av is kodem for the brothers, so they just get the order down. It's a person dies, so if he has sons, sons go first. If there are no sons, so then the father gets it. If there's no father, then the brothers get it. And if there are no brothers, then the uncle gets it. That's the basic order. Sons, fathers, brothers, uncles.
So the daughter is before the father.
All right, sons and daughters go, they're a unit. Very good. Sons and daughters as a unit. So the Gemara said yesterday, again, the She'era, the Brisa was that the father gets it. They tell us that the father goes before the brothers. And the Gemara had suggested maybe the father should even go before the son. And the Gemara says, no, akarov karov kodem, that the son goes before the father. So that's yesterday's Gemara. So Gemara now is going to make a few suggestions. Maybe the Brisa, the Drasha, should be learned differently. So if you look four lines down, the Gemara says, Ve'ema, maybe you should ask, She'ero zehav, fine, She'er is the father. But maybe it's teaching us, Milamed she'av kodem Labas. Maybe that the father should go before the daughter. So it should go then son, and then father, and then daughter. That's the Gemara suggestion. And then Yach Yachdim Leben, and then now rereading the whole Brisa, now maybe, and then in this idea, so maybe the Havamin is that the father should go even before the son, and Pigam the first to be Yorish. Tamalomar, Hakarov Karov Karov Kodem, that the son goes before the father. So the suggestion right now is son, father, daughter. The Gemara says can't be because kaven de leinian yibum benu baskia daduninu. So then leinian nachlanami benu baskia daduninu. Since in the world of yibum, and yesterday we discussed how yibum showed us that the son is very much connected to a father. So just like a son will exempt a father, if a father dies and then there's a child left in that relationship, but there's a widow and a child, whether that child's a ben or bas, there is no yibum. The brother doesn't step in. So we see just like ben and bas serve the same purpose in the world of yibum, so to for nachla, that ben and bas have the same level, the same strength in coming before anybody else. So just look at the Rashbam just for the drasha. We know the drasha from the Gemara's and Yavamos and Kedushin, but the Rashbam says four medium wide lines down. At the end of the line, it says, Benu baskia dadu ninu, that the son and daughter are equal with respect to yibum. Kidichsiv u ben ein lo, the pasuk says, ayin alav, ayin, even though the pasuk says ben ein lo, he has no son, we're making a drasha of ein means ayin, investigate. Investigate whether it's a boy or a girl, that exempts the yibum. Whether it's a mamzer or not, the Gemara says also, ayin alav, as long if there's a grandchild, ayin alav means do any type of investigation, any type of child offspring will exempt the idea of yibum. So ben and bas are equal regarding yibum, they're equal regarding nachla. The Gemara now makes another suggestion. Ve'ema, maybe we read the Brisa differently. Say, she'ero ze'av. That refers to the father. And what are we putting? What are we learning? Melamed she'av kodem la'achia'av. Now again, we have this hierarchy. It's a given that sons and daughters are first. Son, daughter, let's do. Son, daughter, father, brother, uncle. And the question is, where are we putting the father in? So now the Gemara is suggesting maybe put the father in, that the father comes before the uncle, but after the brothers. Maybe that's where we should put it in. So that's how we're rereading the suggesting the Brisa should read. Again, Ve'ema she'ero ze ha'av. Milamed she'av kodem la'chia'av, that maybe the father should go before the uncle. And then now the Brisa would suggest, Yochel, maybe you should say that yakdim la'achin, maybe you should put the father even before the brothers. No, tamalomer ha'karov karov kodem, that the brother goes before the father. So that's the suggestion. It should be brothers and then father.
Because also that's the order of the
psukim. This is part of that suggestion, but as we'll see, there is no order of the psukim. That's
right.
Why there's it's open for discussion.
Follow it, this would be the right
exactly,
suggestion.
Right. So this is the final suggestion, which the Gemara says, if that's the case, lo tzricha kra, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that the father goes before the uncle, because that's obvious. Why is it obvious? Achia av mikach man ka'asu. How does the uncle, if a person dies, who gives the uncle any rights to his nephew's Yerusha? It's Asu Mikach Av. He comes from the father. The fact that his brother is the father of this poor boy who just died, so it goes to the father. So the Gemara says, Av Kai, Yarsi Achi Av. The father is still alive, and the uncle is going to get before the father. That doesn't make any sense. So of course the uncle goes after the father. So that can't be the drash of the pasuk. So the drash of the pasuk is telling us the father not only goes before the uncle, but even goes before the brother. That's what the drash is telling us. So then the Gemara asks a question we've been wondering about the whole time. None of these psukim, none of these suggestions make any sense because v'hakray la'v'hachi ksivi. The pasuk doesn't say this. V'mein achim la'aviv. The pasuk reads, if it's reading simply, I'm reading the whole pasuk on the side now. It says v'mein achim la'aviv. If there's no brothers for the father, meaning if there are no uncles, and only then unisatem es nachalasa l'sheiro. Then you give it to this share. Only then you give it to the father. So clearly the pasuk reads the father gets after the uncle. The Gemara says, no, Krai Shlokit Sijun Ksivi. They're out of order. Okay, why they're out of order, not sure, but they are out of order. It has to be out of order, because otherwise it wouldn't make any sense that the father gets after the uncle. So that's why I put the father before the brothers. So right now, so based on this this last Joshua, the word She'ero is the source that a father is Yoresh, his son, because it's not explicit anywhere the father's Yoresh. It's based on the Joshua She'ero. The Gemara now brings another brisa, which brings a different drasha, that the father is Yorish, his own son. And that's the following, that really the father goes before the brothers. So the Gemara says, V'hai tana maisi lamehach. And the following brisa brings another source. The Tanya, as zo darish Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi. The following is Rabbi Yishmael's drasha. The pasuk says a different pasuk now, but the same parsha, B'nos Tzlafchad. I'm going to read the whole pasuk on the side. El b'nei Yisrael tidaber lemor tel b'nei Yisrael, saying ish ki yamus, a person dies, uben en lo, he has no son, va'avartim es nachalasa levito. So if there's no son, so then you give it to the daughter. Okay. So what's the drasha here? B'makom bas atam avir nachla mina'av. What's va'avartim mean? Va'avartim means you take it from someone else who would have gotten it. So why we have va'avartim to the bas? Isn't the bas the norm, the natural next one in line if there's no son? Why va'avartim? So it's telling us, b'makom bas, when there's a daughter, atamavir, you mavir, nachla mina'av. The father really should have gotten it from after the son. If there's no son, so then the father gets it. So the pasuk says, no, vavartim es nachla, so take the nachla from the father and give it to the daughter. So we see the son, then the daughter. However, v'atamavir nachla mina'av b'makom achin. But if there are no daughters, and there are brothers alive, then we don't mavir, we don't take it away from the father, we leave it in the possession of the father. Everyone understand that, Jerusha? Just say it again. So again, the pasuk says, Vavartim es nachlas levito. Havartim means you take it away from someone else who should have gotten it, and you give it to the daughter. Who are you taking away from? Who are you havartim from? So the Gemara is telling us, you're taking it from the father. The father really should have gotten it, but that's Gzeias HaKasev, take it from the father and give it to the daughter. But if there is no daughter, so then you don't take it from the father gets to keep it, even if there might be brothers. So we see the father goes before the brothers. So just to have some clear, if Reuven dies, so then if Reuven has a son, Chanoch, so Chanoch gets it. If he doesn't have a Chanoch, so then a daughter would get it, a Sarah would get it. Right. If he doesn't have a daughter, so then his father Yaakov would get it, but Shimon would not get it. Yaakov gets it before Shimon, that's what we're learning from this drasha here. Okay, so we have two different drashas of She'er versus Havartim. Gemara now says the last two lines. Ve'ema b'makum basat ha'mavir nachla minachim. Maybe Havartim is referring to something completely different. Maybe it's not talking about the father at all. Maybe it's telling us when there's a daughter, so then you take the nachla from the brothers. Maybe the brothers really are the ones who should get it next, not the father. And when there's a daughter, you don't give it to the brothers, you take it from the brothers and give it to the daughter instead. But ve'i, in a situation, ve'i atamavir nachla mina'av, afilu b'makom bas. But maybe that's only from the brothers. But if there is a father, maybe you wouldn't take it away from the father, and the father should come before the daughter now. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. So before this, we said that the father was the subject of conversation. Now maybe the brother is the subject of conversation, and maybe the father should really come even before the daughter.
So I'm getting confused.
Yeah, it is very confusing.
No, who's the one that, which case, who was, who passed away?
A person passed away, and there's a father, there's a son and daughter, there's a brother.
Away, but who passed away?
Let's call him Reuven. Reuven's the one in the center.
He is a son?
He's a son and a father. He's everything. He has every possible relationship.
The son, the father, and
no, see, he's a Reuven. He's in the center. So there's a father, and then there's a son, okay. And there's a brother, and then there's a daughter.
What about
and
Reuven's wife, then?
The wife doesn't get anything. She doesn't get anything.
She's
yeah, exactly. Wife. She gets nothing.
Oh, okay.
So, right. So, so again, the Gemara is suggesting.
So, what's saying that when we says the word ma'avir is teaching us that it goes to the daughter but not to the brothers, and as opposed to the daughter, not to the father.
Well, no, we're saying that it goes to the brother. You would think that it goes.
You would think it goes to the brother, but no, it goes to the daughter.
Exactly.
It's supposed to say you would think it goes to the father.
Exactly.
And now it goes to the
I mean,
daughter.
The father's not on the radar here.
Right.
And the point is, because the father would get regardless. He always gets
exactly.
Instead of the daughter. That's what the suggestion is. And the Gemara says no. Because Imkain, if that's the case, Imkain lo nichta rachmana vavartim. Don't say the word vavartim. Don't say it at all. You don't have to mention it. Because just say v'im ein lo bas unisatem es nachlasa la'achiv. Give it to the brothers. Vavartim means that it's an extra word telling us that no, the father really should have been the target here. He should have been the recipient. Vavartim's telling us you take it away because remember the father and son have a special relationship. The father should always come before anyone else more than the daughter. So the fact that they say vavartim, you're like grabbing away from someone. It's not referring to the brother. Brother doesn't have that much connection. So therefore, it's referring to the father, that you don't give it to the father when there's a daughter. Okay, again, not easy stuff. Either way.
Daughter, it goes to his daughter.
Exactly.
Remember,
let me say the order again. The order is a person has a son, son's first, daughter's second, father's third, brother is fourth, uncle is fifth. That's the order. Everyone agrees to that order. Just the question is whether it's learned from Vahavartem or is it learned from the word share. So now the Gemara is going to say, is there nafkamina between these two? Seemingly, right now they're saying the same thing, just a different source. So Gemara asks now, what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? So the Gemara starts off by saying as follows, that Laman dinafkalon mevavartem, the one who uses Vahavartem to tell me that the father goes after the sons and daughters and before the brother, Hai she'eru my avilei. What does he do with the pasuk she'eru? So the Gemara answers mibarilei lichadatanya for the following brisa. She'eru zu isha is referring to his wife because you don't need she'er for father. We already learned father from havartem. So she'eru is referring to a wife. Melamed shabal yorish is ishto, that a husband is yorish's wife. She'eru means a wife, and it here means a husband is yorish's own wife. So the Gemara now says, in a second here. Ulaman Damar Dinafkale Mishairo, the one who learns She'ero as the source of a father being Yorish, Hai Vavartem my Avile. What does he do with the drash of Avartem? Mibarle, it's needed for the following idea. Lichadatani, the Braisa tells us that Rebbe Omer, Bakula Nemar Behen Nisina, Vikan Nemar Behen Avara. All the other Yorishin says you're giving. One person gives to the next. Nisina, 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 Nisina. But why Dafka by the daughter does it say Vahavartem? So the Gemara says, Rebbe tells us that why? She'ein lecha shemavir nachlem v'shevet l'shevet ela bas hol buna baila yorisha osa. Why? Whenever a person dies, he passes it to his father. He's the same shevet. Father and son, the same shevet. He stays within shevet Yehuda, let's say. Father to brother, father to uncle. It all stays within the shevet. So it's going to pass down from generation to generation. The one situation where there's a possibility, and very much likely, that it will leave the shevet is when you marry the daughter. So if Reuben has a daughter, the daughter is going to marry someone from a different Shevet, from Naphtali, from Manasseh, from Ephraim, whatever it is. And now that Yerusha is going to go from the wife when she dies to her husband, it's going to go from Yehuda now to Shevet Naphtali. So that's why it says Vavartem, that you're going to lose that Yerusha when it goes to the daughter. That's the idea.
Meaning you would think that if it goes to the daughter, then it wouldn't be transferred to the Torah kids because it would be transferring to another Shevet. Is that no? What is the limud exactly?
No, telling us that this property that was once owned by Shevet Yehuda, it was given from Yeshua ben Nun.
Right.
If it goes off, if this person now who has that property dies without any son, so it goes to his daughter instead. When his daughter gets married, now it's going to go off to her husband from Naphtali or her son from Naphtali. And Havartim is taken away from Shevet Yehuda's property.
That's a fact.
It's
not a limud.
It's not a limud. It's just saying
a fact.
Exactly. Why Havartim is being used?
That's all.
There's no halacha from here. I don't think there's halacha. It's just, this is the teaching the word why Havartim is used instead of Nesina. So the Gemara now says, Umimai de She'ero Zahav. We discussed this yesterday. Why is She'ero mean Av? She'ero usually means Ishto. In this week's Parsha, She'ero means Ishto. So why does it mean Av? So Gemara says, a pasuk from last week's Parsha, Dichsiv, She'er Avichahu. She'er refers to a father. So the Gemara says, along that same line, Ema, She'ero Zuhaim. Because it also says in last week's Parsha, Dichsiv, She'er Imchahi. So the Gemara says, no. If you have to choose between father and mother, Amarava, Amar Kra, the Paltik says, Mi Mishpachto V'yarash Oso, it says. In this parsha of Nachlas, the word Mishpachas is used. So Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Eim Enu Kriya Mishpacha. The father's family is called a Mishpacha, but the mother's family isn't called a Mishpacha. So even though my mother might be called the share, my father's called the share, if you're going to choose which share, well, since the Paltik uses the word Mishpacha, my father's family is called my Mishpacha, my mother's is not. That's why, of course, if a mother comes from Kohen Levi, the child's not a Kohen Levi. She doesn't bring down, and a father does bring down Kohen Levi to his children. So we're going to see later on in the parak here, it's going to discuss there is one area where there is Mishpachas Eim, where it's relevant. Anyone know that one area? Oh, it's not here. That's actually in the Gemara in Becharos. But I think it's a reference in Tosfos. There's one area where Mishpachas Eim actually makes a difference, and that's when it comes to what?
Vitzager.
That could be in no. We paskin that it's still Jewish. It won't really have any impact on the child. But for Pidyon Haben,
if it goes according to the mother, if it's a goy or if it's a Jew.
Oh, in terms of that's I'm saying. You know, if she's a Jew and he's not,
right.
So then the child will be Jewish. Correct. Mm-hmm. We're correct. So that's one area. Another area is for Pidyon Haben. If the mother's a Kohen or Levi, so it patters the.
Right.
That's a Gemara in Becharos that talks about that. This is Reb Chaim. So I think there's a toast later on. We'll get into this a little bit more about the nature of Mishpachas Eim. But strictly speaking, Mishpachas Eim is really worthless. And therefore, since the Pasuk used the word Mishpachto, we're going to use She'er referring to the father as opposed to referring to the mother. So Gemara says, how do you know this? The Pasuk tells us that L'mishpachosam, a different Pasuk, L'mishpachosam L'veis Avosam, the Pasuk says. So we're connecting Mishpacha to a father, telling us only the father's family is called a family. However, Mishpachas Eim, Eina, Kuya, Mishpacha. Okay, so this is the end of the drashas of She'er. So Gemara says, wait a second, is it really true that the mother's family is not called a Mishpacha? Don't we have a Pasuk, V'haksiv? The Pasuk tells us that it appears in Shoftim. V'hi nar mi Beis Lechem, the child came from Beis Lechem, Yehuda, mi Mishpachas Yehuda. He came from the family of Yehuda. V'hu Levi, and he also happens to be a Levi. V'hu Garsham, he lived there. So Haguf HaKashya. It's a problem. Because Hamris, who Levi, he comes, Amma mi Levi Asi, Mishpachas Yehuda, Amma mi Yehuda Asi. We're calling him a Levi and Yehuda. So did he come from Sheva Levi? Or did he come from Sheva Yehuda? That's a stira. So Ella must be Lav, Davua mi Levi, Ve'ema mi Yehuda. Must be that his father was a Levi, so he was a Levi, but his mother was from Yehuda, so he's called Yehuda. So we are acknowledging the Mishpacha even from the mother's side. So the Gemara, V'kamar Mishpachas Yehuda? Gemara says no. Amarava Barav Chanan Lo Gavra Deshme Levi. His name was Levi. He didn't come from Sheva Levi. He came from Yehuda. His father was from Sheva Yehuda. His name happened to be Levi. That's a name we have. The Gemara has people's names Levi. His name was Levi, and we don't acknowledge Mishpacha Sahim. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, his name was Levi, not that he came from Sheva Levi. Hainu Dekama Micha. Is this what Micha would be so happy about? Micha was celebrating the fact that he had this person involved in Avodah Zarah. And he was, what did he say? Atya dati, now I know. Kiyetev Hashem li, Hashem likes me, he's doing good for me. Kihaya li a Levi la Kohen. He gave me a Levi, someone from Sheva Levi, to serve as a Kohen. Now, if Levi was simply his name, what's he celebrating having a guy with his name Levi to be a Kohen? So it must be he really came from Sheva Levi, and he came from Sheva Yehuda. Gemara says, no. In, it's true, he really did have a name Levi. He didn't come from Sheva Levi. The Asrami le Gavra, the Shmei Levi. So he was happy. The very fact, it was like coincidental. I have a guy whose name is Levi, and he happens to be a Kohen. That's what he got excited about. He didn't really come from Sheva Levi, but like he's like, there's no way. This is too coincidental. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it be that I've got a guy whose name is Levi to show us that in his name, he had the shorish of being a Levi and a Kohen. That's what he got all excited about. But in Hanami, we do not acknowledge him as being from Sheva Levi because we don't acknowledge Mishpachas Eim. Okay. Gemara now says, where we get to have a hello, Yonasan Shemo. Wait a second. This guy's name was Yehonasan, not Levi. My elementary school principal used to call me Yehonasan. That's not my name, but I don't know. He learned Shoftim, so my name's Yonasan, not Yehonasan. He called me Yehonasan. I'd much rather Yonasan, based on the following story, as you'll see. Yehonasan, wasn't his name Yehonasan, not Levi. I happen to be Levi also, so don't start thinking I'm connected to this person here. But Yehonasan is his name. Shenemar, it says, the Pasuk tells us that V'Yehonasan ben Gershom ben Menashehu Ubanav Hayukonim L'Shevet Adonim. The Yehonasan, who came from Gershom, who came from Benasha, were all, and them, the whole family, were the priests involved in this Avodah Zarah, that Micha was involved with this whole idea. So Gemara says, Amar Le, wait a second. This itself is a problem. Ulatamech V'Yehi ben Menashehu. So Yehonasan was the son of Gershom. Gershom wasn't the son of Menashe. Gershom was who? Palo ben Moshe who? Dechsev b'nei Moshe Gershom v'Eliezer. Moshe had two sons, Gershom and Eliezer. Gershom had a child whose name was Yehonasan. We're talking about the sugya here of Yehonasan here. So why are we calling him Yehonasan ben Gershom ben Menashe? It should be ben Moshe. So there's something going on here. So firstly, the grandfather's name has changed from Moshe to Menashe. Number two is Yehonasan's name is Levi or Yehonasan. Which one is it? So the Gemara ends up saying, Ella, mitoch she'asa ma'isa Menashe. Menashe was a well-known king involved in Avodah Zarah. Since he was involved in Avodah Zarah, like Menashe was, Tala HaKasev b'Menashe. We're attributing him, even though his grandfather was Moshe, we're attributing it to Menashe. So Hachanami here as well, mitoch she'asa ma'isa Menashe da'asam Yehuda. Menashe came from Shev Yehuda, so Tala HaKasev Yehuda. So we're changing his grandfather's name to Menashe, because Menashe was the type of avodah he did. And we're changing his shevet from Yehuda, even though he came from Shevet Levi. So really, let's get everything straight. This guy's name was Yehonasan. He was a Levi because he came from Moshe. We call him from Shevet Yehuda, even though he didn't come from Shevet Yehuda, because he did a maisa of Menashe, who came from Shevet Yehuda. So Shevet Yehuda and Menashe are all drushas. The reality is his name is Yehonasan, and he's a Levi. That's the facts. Menashe Yehuda are simply the drushes. That's what we learn from all this. And the end of the proof is that we do not acknowledge any mishmachas aim. Now, some interesting things come out of this whole discussion here. There's a Chassam Sofer, there Achron, who suggests, why don't we say his name is Yehonasan Levi? Maybe he has two names. My name is Yehonasan Binyamin, so maybe he has Yehonasan Levi. So the Chassam Sofer says, because we never, ever have anywhere in Shas, Poskim, in the Chumash, that there are two names given. It's been a Masorah for many generations that only each child has one name, and that's it. It's been like for many, many generations.
When did this happen? All of a sudden,
Based on what the Svarma HaKadoshim write is that based on different Gilgulim, now that we have multiple Gilgulim and different people, we have the number of Neshamos, so you can have two different names.
But we don't even know the Gilgulim.
We don't know. It's a Ruach HaKodesh. The parents have a Ruach HaKodesh to give a name.
Right.
It's based on this idea. But many Litvaks will not give more than one name. We have Mesorah, generations, one name, and that's it. But the Hasidim is very big in to give multiple names. So anyways, the Chassam Sofer says that's why they couldn't suggest his name was Yonasan Levi, because we never find anywhere. There is one place in Shas where there's someone who's called Yochanan Aryeh. He has two names. His Aryeh is not his second name. Aryeh is simply it's a Torah Mishpacha. It's the name of a description of the family. They're a very strong, aligned type of family. That was his last name, if you will. But it wasn't...
But a lot of the Hasidim...
What about Moshe's seven names?
That's right. There's a nickname.
A lot of the Hasidim had two names because they used one for the week and one for Shabbat, for Kodesh or for Chol.
I did? Yeah.
Let's say Dov Bear. You know, Dov...
Oh, that's not called two names. That's what you mean. You mean Yiddish name and Hebrew. That's all one name, they say.
Or Menachem Mendel.
Yeah. They say that's one name.
They used to use Menachem when it was for something Kodesh, and Mendel used to be for when they
worked. Oh, I realize that's how they use them. I thought it was just like...
500-600 years ago, we used to... Our names were Halevi.
If there wasn't a name, that was just a description.
Last name was Halevi.
But that was a description. That wasn't your name, though. That was a description.
It was used as the last name.
Yeah, I'm saying, but it wasn't your name, though. It's just a description. It's just a fat last name.
But,
okay. The Gemara now says, look at the Rashbam, interesting Rashbam here. Rashbam says two wide lines down, V'chim ben Menashehu, V'alo ben Moshehu. And Rashbam points out, D'lechach hanun tluya. If you look in the Pesukim, the Nun is actually hanging, or it's smaller, hanging, it's not in line. You have to look at side of Tanakh. V'gam midiso, it's telling us that it really shouldn't be there. The Nun really shouldn't be there. They're trying to cover up Moshe Rabbeinu, not to give him any busha. They had such a grandchild, so that's why they altered it a little bit. There's a fascinating Chassam Sofer. He says that that we have this concept. We never try to give the... Remember Yaakov Avinu didn't want his name mentioned by Korach.
Right.
Leave my name out. So why is Moshe's name being referenced here in this case? It's through a remez, fine. But he says something deeper. The name Moshe stands for the following. It stands for Moshe, Shest, and Hevel. These were Gilgulim. That from Hevel went to Shest, went to Moshe. That's a Moshe name meant. He had three Gilgulim. So really, we also know Noach was another Gilgul. It really went from Shais, Hevel, Shais, Noach, Moshe. That's where the source of the Gilgulim. So really, the name really should be Menashe. But he points out that there was no Avodah Zarah before Noach. So Hevel and Shais were really clean. Noach brought Avodah Zarah, not him, but his generation, there was Avodah Zarah going on in the world. And Moshe Rabbeinu fixed that Avodah Zarah. So Moshe got rid of the Nun. So he got rid of that Gilgul. But once he had a grandson who was Osik and Avodah Zarah back to Noach. So they put Menashe back in, put the Nun back in. That's the Chassam Sofer's Chiddush. Okay.
But truth is that the timing makes sense because you had Yohanes and kids were probably the time of Micha, which was, they were the son of Yohanes, and which was the son of Gershon. So it kind of makes sense.
The timeline makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Gemara now says we are one wide line down. The last word, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Mikan. From here we learn Shetolon Esa Kilkula B'Mekulka. We always attribute the cursed one to the one who was cursed. So that's why we are saying that even though Yohanan's son came from Moshe, we're attributing him to Menashe and then to Yehuda. That's a concept that we have. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Amar Mihacha. We learn this idea from a pasuk. The pasuk tells us in Malachim, it says, "Vegam hu tov toar meod ve'osa yalda achrei Avshalom." And he was a very beautiful kid, and he was born after Avshalom. So the Gemara asks, "What do you mean? V'alo Adoniyahu ben Chagis, Avshalom ben Macha? They had different fathers. What are they talking about here? Different mothers, rather. They weren't born after one another. They didn't have the same mother. So why are we throwing Avshalom in this discussion here? El mitoch she'osa ma'isa Avshalom demar b'malchus tala hakasib Avshalom. Since who are we referring to? Who was born here? This is referring to Adoniyah. So Adoniyah, since he was a Marbe Malchus like Avshalom was, so we're again connecting them to the Pesukim. The Pesukim oftentimes does this, connecting people who may not be otherwise connected, but at least B'midos and B'maisha they're connected. So that's what we see from this Pasuk in Malachim as well. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Liolam Yidbak Adam B'tovim Sharei Moshe Shenasa Bas Yisrael Yatsu Mena Yehonasan. So you always be involved, connected to someone who's fully Tov. Could Moshe Rabbeinu marry the daughter of Yisro? We know Yisro wasn't the greatest person, so he was involved in wonderful things, but still he was Kohen Midyan. So what happened? He had a grandchild who was Yonasan, who's off the derech. So make sure be careful who you marry. Aaron, Shenasa Bas Aminadav, he married the daughter of Aminadav, Elisheva. Yatsu Mena Pinchas, he had a great grandson Pinchas, so be careful who you marry. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Who Pinchas Lam Yisro Asi? Didn't Pinchas also come from Yisro? And so he's also connected to Yisro, just like Yonasan was connected to Yisro. V'haksiv, the pasuk says, V'elazar ben Aaron lokach lo mibnos putiel lo lisha. Elazar, the son of Aaron, married a person from Putiel and had a child, Pinchas. My love, who's Putiel? Is it not the Asav miYisro? Shepite agalim the avodah zarah. Who was a Putiel? That Yisro fattened up. Potiel means fat. He fattened up his calves to bring them for Avodah Zarah. So Elazar also had he married a daughter from Yisro, no different than Moshe Benu. He married Tzipporah. So Moshe says, no, that's not what Potiel means. Lo, da'asim Yosef shepit peit b'Yisro. No, Potiel is not a reference to fattening up a calf, referring to pit peit b'Yisro. What's pit peit b'Yisro mean? So Rashbam says here, two lines up, shepit peit mitaris Matris v'nilcham neged Yitzro. He fought the Yitzhar, as we know the story of Eishes Potiphar. He fought against the Avodah Zarah. That's what Potiel meant. And Lukutei Rashi on the side here, slightly differently, says, Shepitpet b'Yitzro means he ignored the Yitzhar. Just say it was not machshavit at all, as opposed to attacking it, which itself is a whole other discussion, how a person should go about with the Yitzhar. Is it better to go head on with them, the Yitzhar? Or is it better just to ignore the Yitzhar and let it disappear? That's the subtle machlok is between the two Rashi, the Rashbam and the Rashi. So the Gemara says, "V'alo shvatim mivazim osa." But when Pinchas went in to do the ma'isa, the bol aramis, he killed them. "V'alo shvatim mivazim osa." Weren't they making fun of Pinchas? Or when they said to him, "Risim ben puti zesh ben pitam avi imo agam avodah zara yarog nasi shevet miyisro." That this guy Pinchas, whose grandfather, his mother's father, was Yisro, and he was busy fanning up avodah zara. Now the guy is so frum, he's a baal tshuva now. He's starting to kill a nasi. Who is this guy? He's got no yichas. He comes from Yisro. So Taka Pinchas did come from Yisro. So what makes Pinchas any better than Yonasan? They both had a grandfather, Yisro. So the Gemara says, going now onto the top of Kuf Yud, Ella, I avua de'ema mi Yosef, ima de'ema mi Yisro. If his mother's father was from Yosef, so then his mother's mother was from Yisro. And if it's the opposite, Yavu di ima miyisro, if his father and mother was Yisro, ima di ima miyosef. In other words, that he had two. He came from both Yosef and he came from Yisro. That's fine. Dekanami dechsev mibnos putiel. Doesn't say potael, there's a yud in there. Putiel tartish mamina. He had two potiels. He had a grandfather, Yisro, who came from, was mefatim egal vodazara.
That's both on the mother's side, otherwise.
Exactly. That host addressed that in a second. Exactly.
Right.
Right now he comes from both Yisro and Yosef. He has both yichus from the mother's side. So the question becomes, in the end day, he's still grandson of Yisro, no different than Yonah's son. So answers the Gemara, look at Tosis rather on the top. Tos is right on the top. Eli Yavu de Emam Yosef Ima de Emam Yisro. He had from the mother's side, one was from Yisro, one was from Yosef. Im Tomar, Im Kain, so Heyach, Pinchas ben Tovim, Tfei Mionason. How was he any better than Yonason? Shere Ema de Emam de Pinchas, Miyisro Asya, Kiecha de Emam de Avua, the Yonason Miyisro Asya. So now the mother's father came from Yonason. So answers the Gemara, Vyeshlomer Mishum de Yonason Hayam Mitzana Av. Pinchas' connection to Yisro was only from his mother's side, which had a weaker connection. Yonason's connection was his father's mother, that his father, Gershom, came directly from Tzipora.
Because the so mother is the one who raises the kids.
No, but he's saying, I think different here.
No, it says.
The fact that his father's mother, I think it's a more of an issue of the
no,
Yichas.
It says,
right.
Oh, so he's saying that the father has more right. More yichus.
Not because of raising, just because yeah, because the koach yeah, of the genetics, let's say. Yeah. I don't know.
Yichus is always by the father, but the yahavus comes from the mother.
It's true also.
We don't ignore all yichus.